Joseph Sheridan Le Fanu, a short story collection, an introduction. Joseph Sheridan Le Fanu was born on 28th of August 1814 in Dublin into a literary family with Huguenot, Irish and English roots. For a time he and his siblings were tutored, but Le Fanu would often immerse himself in the books of his father's library. In 1833, Le Fanu began his law studies at Trinity College, Dublin, and graduated in 1839. Although called to the bar, he instead began a career in journalism. He was also writing. His first fiction story, The Ghost and the Bone Setter, was published in 1838. In 1843 came the novella Spalatro from the notes of Fra Giacomo, a hero with a particular necrophiliac passion for an undead, blood-drinking beauty, a forerunner to his later female vampire, Carmilla. In 1844, Le Fanu married Susanna Bennett, with whom he had four children. The following year, his first novel, The Cock and Anchor, was published. Works now flowed from his pen, and with a rapid increase in family finances, they moved, in 1851, to Merrion Square, Dublin, where he remained until his death. In 1858, Susanna died and Le Fanu became reclusive. It was during this period that he produced some of his best work. Working only by candlelight, he wrote through the night, burnishing his reputation as a major figure of 19th century supernaturalism, with many classics including Green Tea, Mr. Justice Harbottle, and In a Glass Darkly. Joseph Sheridan Le Fanu died in Merrion Square on 7th of February 1873, at the age of 58.
The Ghost and the Bone Setter by Sheridan Le Fanu. In looking over the papers of my late valued and respected friend Francis Purcell, who for nearly 50 years discharged the arduous duties of a parish priest in the south of Ireland, I met with the following document. It is one of many such, for he was a curious and industrious collector of old local traditions, a commodity in which the quarter where he resided mightily abounded. The collection and arrangement of such legends was, as long as I can remember him, his hobby. But I had never learned that his love of the marvellous and whimsical had carried him so far as to prompt him to commit the results of his enquiries to writing, until, in the character of residuary legatee, his will put me in possession of all his manuscript papers. To such as may think the composing of such productions as these inconsistent with the character and habits of a country priest, it is necessary to observe that there did exist a race of priests, those of the old school, a race now nearly extinct, whose habits were, from many causes, more refined, and whose tastes more literary than are those of the alumni of Maynooth. It is perhaps necessary to add that the superstition illustrated by the following story, namely that the corpse last buried is obliged during his juniority of interment to supply his brother tenants of the churchyard in which he lies with fresh water to allay the burning thirst of purgatory, is prevalent throughout the south of Ireland. The writer can vouch for a case in which a respectable and wealthy farmer on the borders of Tipperary, in tenderness to the corns of his departed helpmate, enclosed in her coffin 2 pair of brogues, a light and a heavy, the one for dry, the other for sloppy weather, seeking thus to mitigate the fatigues of her inevitable perambulations in procuring water and administering it to the thirsty souls of purgatory. Fierce and desperate conflicts have ensued in the case of 2 funeral parties approaching the same churchyard together, each endeavouring to secure to his own dead priority of sepulture, and a consequent immunity from the tax levied upon the pedestrian powers of the last comer. An instance not long since occurred in which one of 2 such
Sample complete. Ready to continue?